There's this scene that I absolutely love from this film called Live by Night with Ben Affleck. And in this film, he is an alcohol runner during Prohibition. And he goes down to Florida to set up his business there and expands their operations. And he meets this guy. And this guy, I think, is like a judge or a lawyer, one of the police commissioners, somebody who's like a middle-ranking type of guy. And he starts talking to him about what he wants to do and how he wants to operate the business, how he wants to set things up down there. And the guy says to Ben Affleck's character, look, this is the type of place where you need to know people. And he says, you don't want to mess with the guys I know. You don't want to come down here. You don't want to ruin what we've got going on. So he says, I know some very powerful people. So Ben Affleck's character turns to him and says, so let me get this straight. You're threatening me with people who are far more powerful than you are. And he says, that's absolutely right, sir. So Ben Affleck pulls out the gun, points it at him, and says, so what the fuck am I talking to you for? Takes his head clean off.
So why do I tell you guys this story? In my opinion, this is one of the best business and life lessons that you could ever face, but especially business and especially productivity and getting things done. There's too many people in the world now that are just mega busy, but they never get anything done. I meet them all the time. Everybody's super busy. Everybody's mega focused on what they're trying to do. But I'll be honest with you, everybody's completely fluffing what they're meant to be doing. And a great example of this, or at least the way I could surmise this for you guys, if your attention span is short, which it shouldn't be, but if it is and you want me to just sum this up, is that if there is somewhat of a secret to success, if there is somewhat of a shortcut to success, it's not fucking around for 10 years doing some real basic shit that anybody could replicate. I've never seen benefit in doing what 99% of people could replicate. Look at this business. This business is astronomically big. Look where I am at the moment. This is where the members are staying. They're currently shooting guns and jet skiing. Probably going to meet up with them later. It's expensive. It's hard. We have to travel the world. It's not easy to organize. Buying properties, organizing world travel. It's difficult. It's tiring, which means that the average person cannot replicate it. The average person is worried about views. I do not give a shit about views. Never have. The average person is worried about subscribers. I do not care about subscribers. I want the money. Give me the money. The money is what builds the business. The money is what allows the business to grow to a whole nother extent, a whole different level. But people are worried about the tiniest little metrics. I'm telling you guys, it doesn't matter. Because whatever your problem is, you can solve it metaphorically by doing what Ben Affleck did. So I'm talking to you. I need to talk to people higher than you. Get out my way. You are slowing me down. You're in my way. Okay. Obviously, you can't go around shooting people, but let's talk about in a business sense. Let's talk about moving forward in life. Why are you wasting your time on low ROI tasks such as, you know, sat there trying to get YouTube views when the biggest thing that you could be doing, for example, is a mass progression move that just puts you at the top instantly? So I look at this business and I just think, well, what's the one thing that we can do? What is the one thing that we can do every single day to take us to a whole different level? Probably get this property. Okay, done. Let's go after it. That's a game changer. When people say to me, somebody else is getting more views than you, you should do what this person's doing. I'm like, yeah, but that person doesn't own a £10 million villa. So I'm just going to go and do that. I don't understand why people don't have this mindset. It's like whatever problem that you have in life can be trumped by making probably £1 million. You know, let's say you've got some major issues in life. You need this solved. Your clothes are shit. You need to get in great shape. You need to do this. You don't have a good friend group. You want a girlfriend. I wish I could get married. I've got debts. I've got this. You make £1 million. You pretty much solve all of them within a month. Bang, done. That's how I live. I live with the, okay, we're all talking, we've got all this fluff, but what's the thing that trumps it all? Oh, World War One, World War Two. Let's all kill each other. Let's kill millions of people. Let's have this massive war. Let's just cause chaos across Europe. You know, let's get Japan involved. And America just went, so we just dropped that giant bomb. And then everyone went, okay, like, yeah, they, we're out. That was too much for us. Like, where's that? Where's that? Where's that strategy? You know, you go, oh, Deontay Wilder, he can't box. He's got useless technique. There's so many people better than him. But he has this. He has that. As Joe Rogan once said, the great equalizer. You have to find, and that'll be the title of this video, how do you find your great equalizer? So I say to people now, they're like, how much work do you do every day? And I'm like, quite a lot, but nowhere near as much as I used to do. And they're like, so what do you feel your day is doing now? I'm like, I try and do the one thing. It's a concept by Gary Keller. It's a book called The One Thing, where I've spoken about this so many times, but I love reiterating it because I think it's the most important thing that you can go through as a man. Just finding the one thing that can give you, not like a 2x on your business, not a 5x on your business, 10 to 20x. How do you get those giant leaps? What is that one thing that you can do every day that will have what I call a drag effect? Okay, so let's say you're doing a group project and there's 10 of you in the group and 9 people are shit, but one person is a superstar. That one person can pretty much drag everybody to getting an A. What's the one thing that you can do that will give you an A that will drag everything else upwards? So you could say, Chris, I think your content is garbage. I think you need to improve this and that and whatever. Yeah, but I think when you kind of have like a backdrop like this, it doesn't really matter. You know, here's what I think you should do with your brand. I think you should post more. I think you should increase your reach. I think you should do more marketing. I think you should do more blah, 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 blah. Okay, right. I think I should just get this. Done. What are you going to say now? Oh, Chris, you have a competitor that doesn't have this, that doesn't have Granada, that doesn't have Barcelona VIP, that doesn't do 12 mega trips per year. Do you see what I mean? It's just like, oh, yeah, that's fine. It's like the scene from Indiana Jones when the guy's got the two knives and he's going, and then Indiana Jones pulls out his gun and just goes. It's the same concept. Some of you are just very busy doing nothing every single day. You're just getting lost in activities. You're super distracted. I maybe work on one good thing per day. I have 5 things on repeat for 5 years and that's all I work on. Okay, I have a list of 5. And it's not just work stuff. One of them's my girlfriend's. One of them's family. One of them is gym and fitness. One of them is the business. And then one of them is content. And I just say, right, I need to be doing one of those 5 things every single day to progress my life. Otherwise, I'm completely wasting time. Then I have a second tier of 5 things. These are 5 things that are mega important to me within the business. Now, if it's one of those 5 things, but I'm busy, I don't have the time and whatnot, then I outsource it. If it's not one of the top 5, but it's one of the second 5, it's important to the business, but I can't do it because I'm focused on the top 5 and I move on. And that's how I approach everything. And people are just tippy-tapping all day, just tippy-tapping. Let's just do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You look at sports, for example. Okay, boxing. You could lose every round and then knock the guy out in the 12th and you win. And you get paid big and you move forward. That's life. Oh, I did all this work, I did that. This guy came in and did one thing. He just has a rich dad and he went straight to the top. Yeah, sadly, that's how it would work. But it's the one thing that you can do that can trump everything and take you to the top. You know, in football, he's a great dribbler, he's a great defender, he's a great this, he's a great passer, he's a great... Who gets paid the most? The goal scorers. Ultimately, look at Messi the other day in the World Cup, scores a hat-trick, gets 3 goals. Did he run around a lot? No, probably covered the least mileage out of everybody. Probably ran the least in the entire game, probably did the least sprints, probably just walked around and did that whole thing that he does, but he scores 3 goals, he wins the game. And it's ultimately like that is the aim of the game. Instead of going, but we need this and we need that, and we need to control the midfield, which is important. We need to make sure we don't concede. We need to do this and that. Yeah, but let's just score more goals than the other team. I know that sounds really obvious. I used to play a very, very high level of football. I'm not, you know, some delusional guy that thinks, oh, you just make sure you score more goals. But ultimately, when you break football down to what its core element is, it's score more goals than the other team. And if you score a goal and they don't score a goal, you win and then you go on to win trophies and, you know, you get all the glory. It's the same in business. It's like, what is the one thing that you can do that can just trump everybody else? You know, even if you wanted to get women, you just go, what's the one thing that I can do that probably just makes me just go... I've always had this mindset of like, how do I just leapfrog to the top? Why would I go? I remember how I told you guys, why do the stepping stones in between? So you are driving a Fiat shitty little car, little box car, whatever, you know, one of the door panels is missing. And then you upgrade, you go and get like a cheap old BMW, and then you go and get a Range Rover, and then you go and get a 110 Defender. Then you go and get a McLaren, then you go and get a Ferrari, then you go and get a Bugatti, and then you go and get a Pagani Zonda or something like that. Well, you just wasted so much money. I actually think it's a better strategy to be like, I ride a bike and catch the bus. I drive a Pagani Zonda. Like, I just think it's so much better to just do the full leap, and then everything in between, you're like, well, I just wasted money. It's just a stepping stone that wasn't necessary. Like, for me, it's like, okay, how do I just go from here? Like, here's where we're starting. How do we just leap up there immediately? It's such an easier strategy, and people go, oh yeah, that sounds simple. But it really is that simple. I'm telling you now, it really is that simple. Everyone gets caught in the fluff and whatnot. I just sit and think for like 4 hours a day now. That is one of the biggest bugs I've ever seen in my life. I sit and think for like 4 hours a day now. I just come up with business ideas, I come up with the strategy that we have, and I'm like, how do we get to that 10 point? How do we get to a point that nobody else has got to before? How do we do something that nobody else can do? That's the thing that keeps me in the game, because as much as people will deny it, every single person in this industry is just a brainchild of me. Every single person in this industry is copying what I started. You know, if you look back 6-7 years ago, you will see the patterns, you'll see the videos, word for word, people copying pretty much everything I've ever done. Okay, fine, not a problem. Who gives a shit, right? I don't even give a shit. The problem is, when you got that much saturation, you tend to realize, hey, I'm not that hard to replicate. I'm not that special. Anybody can sit in front of a camera and act like an expert. Anybody can make a good video. Anybody can script it out, edit it, and they can look impressive. I mean, some of the biggest guys in the industry, people have told me, they're camera guys, that they literally just sit there, do one line, move it on, one line, move it on, one line, and just go from there. Okay. They take my videos. They go and get my exact videos. They use the same title. They just change the thumbnail and improve the video production. And then they go and get 1 million views. So why the fuck am I still making those types of videos? Why the fuck would I sit there and try and compete on that level when a 16-year-old kid could sit in his mum's basement and do the exact same thing tomorrow? As long as he's got some videography experience, he can look like a superstar. And people say, I'd rather watch his videos. They sound better, they look better. The thumbnail's more clickable. That's not for me. That's a fool's game. That's OnlyFans, in my opinion. That's prostitution. We're just pimping ourselves out. What are we doing? That's me going to combat in the fields. I'm going to change this war. I'm going to win. I'm going to change this war. World War II, this is me. I'm going to win it for everybody by killing 7 dudes today. No, fuck that. Get the bomb. Drop the bomb. You know, the real play is, okay, while our guys are fighting and protecting us and whatnot, scientists, engineers, we need you building this bomb. That's the play. That's the ultimate play. You know, when you look at the film Oppenheimer, that's the whole war. That's 99% of the war. What's going on there is like, okay, this is the trump card. This is all we need. Okay? Like, it's the great eraser. That's what you need to look for all the time, is what is my great eraser? How do I erase every problem I have? How do I trump everything? Oh, my girlfriend's broken up with me. I can't find a girl. This sucks. This is annoying. I am just going to get jacked and rich. And then I'm going to have the best assets ever. Okay, like, I went bold. I went bold when I was young. And I remember sitting there and thinking, I'm 40 years old already. Like, I have the life and the mind of a 40-year-old. That's how I want to live. I was like, why am I wasting my time going to clubs and chasing women and, you know, trying to figure out what they want and should I get a hair transplant? And I'm searching all this shit and it's draining here. It's draining mentally. You're doing all these things. You're trying to figure it out. What should I do? Should I do this? Should I do that? Ah, it's stressful. I've got anxiety. What should I do? Will she like me if I do this? I heard this one thing that works with women. There's this one script. Okay. How about I just go to the gym and make loads of money? Because you will then reach a point where you're 30 years old and every single woman that you've ever known goes, I just wish there was a guy who sorted his life out, who's just very mature, who just has everything that I want lined up, ready to go. I wish there was a guy out there who's just plug and play for husband material. You know, yeah, he was fun and whatnot, and it was, you know, drunken nights, but he's a little bit immature. I'm looking for something more. I always knew that shit was coming, so I just went, hey, that's my bomb. That's my atom bomb. Done. There we go. Just dropped an atom bomb on everybody. Done. I trumped everybody. Oh, you've got flicky hair. You got really nice. That's good for you, pal. Oh, you just got a nose job. You got your ears pinned back, as everyone told me I should. Ah, that's brilliant. Do you have 10 million in the bank? Okay. Nice. Are you genuinely that type of guy that just has that kind of aura? That is just a masculine man that just does shit that people respect? Because if you've got respect, you've got money, and you're in some decent level of shape, and you look quite intimidating, trump card. Oh my god, I'm the most handsome man in the world. Good for you. Okay. That guy's kind of big and scary. He's got money. He kind of acts like a mafia boss. Yeah, but it's just trump card. Masculinity just trumps everything. Wow, have you seen that guy's abs? Great, but he's broke. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, and I think a lot of you guys have realized this in this era. There's two giant trump cards, which is just get in shape, make money. is it has the highest ROI, and people are starting to figure this out. But when it comes to your actual execution of what you do, none of you do this. Not one of you do this. You're busy all day. You're on your lap. I was in Nirvana Life, which is a really good gym here, or wellness club. Love it, to be honest, here in Bali. And I'm just getting some food, and I'm walking around. I'm grabbing a coffee after my workout session, and I just go and sit down, and there's guys everywhere on laptops. I have a little glance. I'm a nosy guy. I want to see what they're working on. They're not doing anything. There's at least three guys that were on their laptops on WhatsApp. They're just on WhatsApp messaging people. Now, that could be... it could be team members. It's probably not. It's probably just messaging friends. People just like to look busy. You know, everyone's sunbathing. Imagine sunbathing with a laptop on your lap. You can't really get any work done. You can't do any proper thinking. There's women in bikinis everywhere. Like, you're super distracted. You just need to get that focused work and just go, what's the one thing that I can work on? You know, people are going crazy. Let's say it's a metaphorical boxing fight. Somebody goes, oh, he's landing more jabs on you. He's quicker than you. He's got better cardio than you. He's winning every round. You're in trouble. Yeah, but I've got this really big, powerful overhand right. Look, and I appreciate you probably wouldn't even land it at that point. But if you did have a big overhand right and you landed it in the 12th and you knock him out, you go, what was the problem, guys? I've won. Next, let's move on. And then everybody you fight in the future is now scared, knowing that that could possibly be an issue. You look at the US, okay? It's what it is. You just US everybody. You out-military everybody. Why does the US spend so much on their military budget? Oh, it's because of this and that. And what? It's a deterrent. It's a deterrent. Like, fuck around and find out. You know, we spend billions, we spend trillions, whatever, every year because we just don't want you to fuck around. You know, you want to put it to a test? Like, I will send you how much we spent last month on military budget. I'll show you how much we spent in the last 5 years. You think we don't have some cool shit? Don't fuck around. And then people go, okay, what do you want us to do? Sign the deal. We got a trade deal with you. Sign it. We've got one of the most ridiculous militaries you've ever seen. I mean, Trump did it. Trump went and met one of the leaders. I mean, there's a story on this. I think it was one of the Al-Qaeda leaders, I think. And he goes in there. The guy was talking and whatnot. Trump just got a photo out of his family, handed it to him and left. Like, it's just the ultimate Trump card. Like, imagine if you said to somebody, I'm going to knock you out. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to blah, 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 whatever. I'm going to destroy your business. I'll put you in an armbar. I know jujitsu. I'll put you in a choke. And the guy is just a lunatic. He just stares back at you. He's just like, I'm going to kill your kids. Personally, I'd walk away. I don't know about you guys, but personally, I'd be like, yeah, I'm not willing to go to those lengths. And it's always the person who's willing to go to the furthest lengths. And you see this with business, with everything. It's just like, you got to sit there with a notepad and a pen. I cannot stress how important this is. And go, what is the great eraser? What is the one thing that just wipes everybody else out tomorrow? What is it? Like, the internet just came in and wiped out so many businesses. AI is going to do the same now. And it's like, yeah, just probably just go and focus on that. That's obviously going to be the next big thing. It's just like, what is the great eraser? What is the thing? Some guy could come up to me and be like, I'm going to knock you out. I'm going to do this to you. I'm bigger than you. I'm stronger than you. I've been a boxer for 20 years. I'm going to kill you. I'd be like, okay, cool. But if I can just walk inside my house and it has high level security and I can lock everything up and I have a security team, why would I give a shit? Why would I not just walk into the house and just go, yeah, enjoy your day, pal. I've got other shit to be getting on with. That's the great eraser. You've always got to set your life up in that way. You've always got to work on that one thing every single day. But people are so fucking distracted with shit that doesn't matter. They fill their brain with, but what if she doesn't like me? But what if this doesn't happen? Just become more masculine. Just go to the gym, make more money, become more masculine. It's like the system doesn't change. It's very simple. We're looking for some esoteric endpoint or some esoteric list of qualities that you require to get to this level. I heard that women like this one thing. I heard that women like to like tweak this and tweak that. It'll never change. It's the guy who looks physically fit, who can provide, make her feel safe, and is the most masculine. It's always the same thing. It's just high testosterone, the correct way of thinking, money, physical fitness. It will literally never change. I don't understand why everyone complicates the system. Oh, I'll go to the gym. I heard that apple cider vinegar and protein shakes. Yeah, no. Just go and lift heavy shit. Don't eat shit food. Drink water. Get some sunlight. Get sleep. It's never changed. It's always been the same thing. But then occasionally people go, oh, that guy said, yeah, he's probably on steroids. He's probably just on steroids. Like, don't confuse yourself. Just strip everything down to the bare bone minimum and just realize that that's it. It's just the one thing. Are we going to fight World War II for 30 years? We're going to go against this guy and that guy. What can we do? What can we do? Hey, guys, just quiet. I found all these engineers and scientists. They're just going to build this giant bomb. We're just going to drop it on somebody, and then the world's going to go, ah, fuck that. We don't want to mess with the US. Those guys are nuts. Yeah, okay, done. You think of D-Day. You think of D-Day, how many Europeans, especially Brits, stormed the beach and died unnecessarily. But just, guys, like, let's not bother. Let's just build our defenses. And while we're doing that, we're just going to build a massive bomb. We're just going to drop it on them, and then, like, we're done. We're good. We finished. Okay, cool. We're finished. Yeah, thanks, guys. That's how you need to operate in life. And nobody fucking does it. And it makes me laugh. Because I just get that one trump card. I sit there for 4 hours. I figure out the one trump card. I then chase that one trump card for maybe 6 months to a year. I then accomplish it. And you just leapfrog and you just out-stratosphere everybody else. Oh my God, your views have dropped. Oh my God, this has dropped. Oh my God, my money's going up. That's the one thing for me. My money's going up. The brand is improving. The money's going up. The brand is improving. My money's going up. The brand is improving. It's just like, it's just the most simple, basic shit. Like when people say to me, we should do this, we should do that, we should do this, we should do that. And I'm like, does it improve the brand? Does it make more money? No, but I just think, what are we doing here, guys? What are we doing? Because the more money we have, the more people we can hire to do those other jobs and whatever, and put these things in place. We even did it with the house in Granada. What's the one thing? We actually ran it through Claude. I actually said to Claude, what's the one thing that has the biggest ROI on the house? Improvement for the service for members. What can I spend on? Is it this? Is it a hot tub? Is it a sauna? Is it this? Is it a heated pool? And they were just like, yeah, it's heated pool. As long as you've got the heated pool, you can now use it 12 months of the year, and it's a weapon. They're like, people will love it. Well, then we do heated pool. It's just like, all you're always asking yourself, what's the big one thing that we can do? What's the one thing that we can focus on? And then that becomes your North Star. Don't go and focus on all this other shit and get distracted and get carried away. What's your North Star? Just go and find your North Star, your great eraser, and just go and focus on that. And then every day just work towards it. You will be so much more effective trying to accomplish one great thing than trying to do everything all at once and whatnot. Like, you could release 365 YouTube videos and do 365 TikTok posts and 365 Instagram posts for a year. Or you could just pay like 30K for ads. Do you see what I mean? And you get like 100x results. Or you could just do a podcast with one massive name and it gets 3 million views and you go, that's more views on that one video than everything else combined. So like, we made more money when we launched Onem 2.5 years ago in 1 month than we did over 5 years of me working my balls off in the garage and doing all these videos and making different business decisions. It just changed my mind completely. There's an old story of Conor McGregor. He meets this guy and he said that this guy had what he called a yacht tan. He was a billionaire. And he says to McGregor, he was like, you're a fighter, that's cool. He was like, yeah, you know, it's great. But is the problem with you fighters is you're like dentists. You're only making money when you're pulling teeth. And it said, McGregor, it hit him in that moment. He goes, wait, what am I doing? Yeah, I only get paid when I fight. This is stupid. How do I get paid every other moment of the time? So he starts looking for two things. He starts looking for, you know, reoccurring revenue or something that can have a legacy, which ended up being his whiskey, I believe. And he ended up selling it, making a shit ton of money off of it. But also, what's the big thing that I can do? Fight Floyd Mayweather. And that's what he did. He just went, if I fight Floyd Mayweather, I make the most money I've ever made in my life, and it probably quadruples my net worth overnight. Which, yeah, I think he actually said that exact phrase. So he quadruples his net worth with one thing. Now, people would say, yeah, but you have to do the little things to build up to that. Yeah, but if you go, what's the one thing, and that's the limit, and then you go, what's the one thing, and that's the limit, what's the one thing, you might get there in three jumps, versus, and that takes 10 years, and you're tired, whereas you can just do these leapfrog jumps, just like, boom, what's the biggest leap we can do, boom, what's the biggest leap we can do, boom, because when you do these leaps, everything gets dragged up with it, everything gets dragged up with it. It's like if one person in the company is an unbelievable salesman and the other 20 people are shit salespeople, but that one sales guy is doing like 40 million a year, the whole company drags up with it. That one individual, that one manager of a sports team, that one owner that just has a vision drags everybody else with them. You think SpaceX, Tesla, etc., do you think they could have got to where they are now without Elon Musk at the helm of it all? He's dragged everyone else to be better. He's shown everybody else what levels you can get to, what standards there can be. It just takes one. That's all it is. Like in every generation of humans, There's like two or three people that drag everybody else upwards. If it wasn't for them, we'd all be in caves still. We would all be in caves. We wouldn't know how anything works. It's just a couple people that just revolutionize Earth. And they just go, here's what we should do. And they just make a quantum leap, and it just drags everyone else upwards. And that's how you should operate your life. That's how you should operate your business. You should stop. Every time you're doing something, stop and go, is this just fluff? Are we just wasting our time? Is there something we could be doing that's more effective? Is there one thing that we could be working on that could just catapult us to the moon? And if the answer is yes, then what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck am I talking to you for?